This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Both Vasilis Tsavropoulos and Anya Lechner are soloists capable of virtuoso performances. But the Greek pianist and the German cellist have turned their talents to music that is haunting in its simplicity. They've recorded a CD of songs by the Greek-Armenian mystic G.I. Gurdjieff and pieces that Tsavropoulos himself wrote based on Byzantine hymns. Like the hymns, the Gurdjieff songs sound both Eastern and Western at the same time.
This music is a little corner in the huge musical field. It's very original, inspired, and just is a very secret path of music that makes a connection between two different worlds, West and East. And the thing that was very much in love with this music was its simplicity, which is one of the most difficult things to achieve in musical performance.
Simplicity.
Simplicity. Mm.
You agree, Anya?
I agree, yeah. It's very hard to play only few notes and soft notes, not fast and loud.
Each note has to be, you know, almost a perfect sound, which is very difficult to play.
When you compare the difficulty to playing some very intricate, fast piece of music, this too is difficult, you say?
Because you must be totally concentrated on one single note. Yeah, it's very intimate music.
You spoke of this music, Vasilis, as drawing both on Eastern and and Western traditions. To you, the music, does it sound like Greek music to you? Is it Eastern music in that sense? Or?
I can feel that, in a way, I am at home. And I can feel also many influences from the ancient Greek traditional music.
And that's also the point how we got to this music, because Vasilis and I, we were already playing Byzantine hymns, and then I heard a record by Keith Jarrett with music of Gurdjieff, and I thought, well, this would fit very well together to the music we are already playing. It's the same root.
Well, let's hear one of the three pieces based on Byzantine hymns that you, Vasilis, have written. Tell us a little bit about what you've done here.
Yes, it's an attempt to make this music more, allow me to say, popular, because maybe you don't know, Byzantine music is not allowed to be performed with instruments at all in Greece, because it's a totally religious music. But I took just some melodical lines, and the rest of the composition is mine. There is a very special thing of clarity in these melodical lines, if you can hear. And the very interesting thing is that there is a very secret and a very wonderful connection with Gurdjieff's music as well.
There's a piece called The Armenian Song of Gurdjieff that you recorded.
Very nice melody.
It reminds us that he was the son of, a Greek father and an Armenian mother, and spent his youth in that part of the world. Armenian music, you like it? It's
very much. I tried to find records with Armenian music, and because I was so in love with this, with the country and the music, that I was ready to find the Gurdjieff music.
And unfortunately, it's not very well known. And I remember when I've been also in New York in Juilliard School, you know, I've never heard about Gurdjieff.
No.
Yeah, never.
Classical musicians doesn't know him.
It's not in the repertoire, you know, it's not. But it's very fascinating. I'm very happy that now I had the opportunity to be introduced.
This kind of music, Anya, I assume, is a little more exotic to you than it is to Vasilis.
Yes.
Not part of your childhood or the air that you breathed growing up in Germany.
Not at all. But still, I love the music, and I think this is the most important thing, to play this kind of music.
And the good thing is that Anya is very, very much flexible. That's amazing. She felt immediately the music. And cello and piano share responsibilities for the melody and the harmonies, and we arrange the material, even in Gurdjieff's music.
And it gives us also the freedom to improvise. I'm very happy that I started to do this, because in the beginning I was very much afraid to make mistakes.
If you improvised.
Yeah, when I improvised. But now I have a second world.
There is a timeless essence of this music, but you have to discover and you have to try. It's not superficial, it's not bravura, it's not virtuoso. That's the difference, I think.
Pianist and composer Vasilis Tsaropoulos, he and cellist Anya Lechner have recorded the CD Chants, Hymns, and Dances.